Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Are you going to cough into the mic again?
You keep giving me... Look, I'm recovering. I'm in recovery.
From what?
Alcoholism.
Hi, mommies. Welcome to the big show.
Yeah, man.
Where am I this week?
Well, it's...
What's the date?
Right now, it's January 9th.
Oh, my gosh. That means that I am in Kansas City right now, January 10th through 13th at the Kansas City Improv. And wow. Then, at the end of the month... January 31st through February 2nd, I will be at Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club and Bar. I am contractually obligated to say Comics at Foxwoods Comedy Club.
It's really in the contract?
In Mashantucket, Connecticut. It's really in the contract. The booker told me I have to change it to
the title.
You can't just say
make sure you give us a full plug.
It's the entire thing. So.
It's so bizarre.
I know. I hear it's a fun place, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Actually, I've heard good things about it.
No, I'm serious.
I have too.
It's a sweet gig.
It's in Massachusetts, right?
Massachusetts.
Yep. Or no, it's in Connecticut.
I'm sorry. Mashantucket.
Is it in Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Or is it in Massachusetts?
All right. What about you, Jeans? Where are you pulling your jeans up?
Well, I had a great time last week in Chicago.
How was that Asiago chicken I mentioned?
You knocked it out of the park. It was delicious. I'm going to be at the Cleveland Improv January 24th through 27th, and at Joey's Comedy Club in Livonia. Shout out to Michigan.
What's up?
Just outside of the D.
You represent real hard for the 313.
For sure, man. I'm doing it for y'all, man. This is for Detroit. 313.
So I'll be there in Detroit. Can't wait to go. I was there a couple years ago for New Year's. And now I'm doing a full weekend. So come see me at Joey's if you're in the greater Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, Midwest area.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And don't forget, at the site, we have all kinds of exciting things right now. We have the Wipe Down collection, which includes a Top Dog shirt, all three albums, a poster. You can also get the Real Mommies Only shirt.
Wait a minute, but it's for Real Mommies Only.
Real Only, yes. You can't get it if you're not 100% on board.
Jeans,
would you like some toilet paper?
If your jeans are not high and tight, don't fucking bother buying that shirt until your jeans are up way high. Am I really watching this happen right now? Are you just blew your nose into the microphone?
Didn't get recorded.
I still heard it, though.
You heard it, but they didn't.
Sorry, Marilyn.
I heard it as well.
You were coughing like an animal a second ago. And
well,
now you're
I'm recovering
me?
From a sickness too. I'm just not a big baby who has to talk about it all the time.
Oh, man.
My doctor going to call.
Yeah, man.
I don't need a doctor.
Yes.
Marilyn, right away, right
I
out
love
of the gate.
It. So much sassitude today. She ate that rice cake up and now she's full of sass.
Rice cub eats rice cakes?
Hey, yo.
Bam. Zinged you. Just knocked you out.
You punched me
Your
in the face.
Teeth are all
That's
over
what
the floor.
A zing is?
Yep.
Marilyn, do you have anything you'd like to plug? In the month
Why
of January.
Why is comedy so violent? Why are we having to kill people?
It's about intensity.
Wait, whoa. I don't want to fight.
You got to be intense.
I have
your
something
brow.
To plug, you old. Speaking of sassy, I'm going to be in San Jose with you.
Oh, that this will by the time this
don't
airs.
Don't plug it. I'm under the radar because I'm a huge
television
star.
It'll have passed
star.
By the time this airs.
Damn it. I wasn't listening.
You're already there.
Yeah. No, I'll tell you what
Talk
I have
about
to
what
plug.
A good time you guys
Talk
had.
About how much fun San Jose was.
That was awesome. Thanks for having me on your shows and taking me on the road. So that's the road, right? But you have to say the road. The
Did you guys
road.
Hook up? Did you guys hook up on the road?
I hooked up with there's so many hot Puerto Rican guys up in San Jose.
Jesus.
And Marilyn and I were crushing dicks left and right in San Jose.
God.
Right, Marilyn?
You taught me how to crush it, a dick, with my... different parts.
There you go.
Pizza?
There you go.
We were doing shots. We were playing
whiskey.
Strip. poker.
It was really a good time.
It was.
We had vegan
food. So exciting. I felt so connected to all those Puerto Rican boys.
Oh, but no, really. Are you doing any dates in January that you'd like the public to know about? Anything? TV appearances that you can think of?
Nope.
Okay. this episode, also, you guys, please check out our partnership, Ship Flag people, All Things Comedy. Go to allthingscomedy.com.
It's our home.
It's our home. It's where your mom's house is on that street. And you can find other podcasts with people that are like-minded, people we endorse, people we like working with, people
yes.
such as Bill Burr. You might have heard of him. He's got a podcast.
He's all right.
He's all right. Al Madrigal? Guys in Minivans? Is that what that was called?
No, Minivan Men. Jesus.
The Guys with the Vans? Check out that podcast. Jackie Cashian, Dork Forest, very funny as well. Ari Shaffir.
Schaffer,
good friend of ours, has a podcast. So check out allthingscomedy.com. And find some shit you like. If you don't like this, go there. You'll find something you like.
You'll find something you like. You'll get the Bone Zone.
Oh, perhaps. The Bone Zone's a good one, yeah.
Yeah, Baron Von's there. It's super fun. And you can see where people are performing live.
Yes.
So you can get their live
our
dates.
Our calendars.
We love
and
all
such.
Things comedy. So
let's do
this in honor of our very special guest today, who, you know, she grew up rough. She started comedy in a very rough city, and this, you might remember the movie that was made about her comedy career. This is just a clip from that before we get started. So happy to be here.
Don't you worry, Rabbit. I got your back.
Fuck with us, bitch. Shut your bitch ass up. Get off my man. Yo, get that fuck. Yo, Dave, get off my man.
Wow.
Yeah! You wanna fuck with us, huh? Fuck with us, yeah?
Shut up, what the fuck are you doing, man? Where did you get that shit?
It's my mom!
Man, put that shit away, dog! Before you fucking kill somebody!
Papa Dog had one!
Put it away!
Hey, put that down. Come on, Chatter.
Okay, all right.
Fuck, man. Oh, shit.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. Let's get out of here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. We got to get to a hospital, y'all.
Put a case.
Let's get the fucking car.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
God, you grew up so hardcore.
Yeah, fuck the police.
Wow. You still feel that way?
You know what I'm saying?
Was that after a show? Like, what happened there?
Yeah, I always get real jacked up after a show. Like, my adrenaline's pumping, you know?
Uh-huh.
And by the way, that beat, that is all, like, when I drove here today, that's playing in my head.
Always.
So
the movie was very accurate.
Yeah. What movie is that again?
It's 8 Mile. This is Mary Lynn Rice Cub, in case anybody isn't aware at this point. And she is like the Eminem of stand-up, because she too grew up in Detroit, Michigan, in a very tough neighborhood. And
really afraid to perform, just like Eminem.
Would you have excruciating?
He was so nervous because it meant so much to him.
It was
his means of survival. He almost didn't do it, you guys.
I just missed the doctor.
But then he had to do it.
Oh,
don't blame it on me.
Call.
Don't blame it on me.
Oh, were you grow up in 9 Mile?
Sorry, I gotta get back.
No, I know, man. It's okay.
I grew up
9 Mile.
I feel responsible for your doctor call.
It's okay.
South of Detroit is where I grew up.
Oh.
No, so you're hardcore though. I can tell.
I am hardcore.
Like, you were like, I want to do comedy, son. when you were like starting out there and people were like, you're not ready, B.
And I'm like, yeah, I am. I got tracks. I got jokes. I got to lay down some shit. I got to tell these people what's going on.
That's super hardcore. Wow.
It's kind of violent, you know?
Yeah.
See? The way that I come up with jokes is through the pain in my own heart.
See?
Wow.
It's really intense.
I knew that.
You nailed that right there. That whole moment was very,
thanks.
Really real.
I was distracted before and I'm back now.
Yeah, I see that.
I'm here.
So if you guys don't know Mary Lynn, she's from that show 24. She played Chloe. So it's kind of a big deal. It was kind of a huge show. And I believe I read on the Wikipedia where it says you're from Detroit. Didn't you win some kind of award?
Oh, which
for
one?
That?
Which
yeah, one? I can't. I mean, seriously, though, you did, right? That's pretty rad.
Biggest balls.
You know, some Emmys, some Golden Globes. I don't know. The show won. Me personally, a lot of accolades.
How long was that show on?
A lot of hugs from the general public.
How many seasons is that?
8 seasons.
Whoa.
I was on for 5 to 6.
How awesome is it when, like, you're on
a
show.
7 seasons? I don't know.
You don't know how many seasons you were on?
I could be wrong. Someone will correct me. 8 seasons.
But first of all, there's got to be, I mean, I would never know this, but there's got to be a great moment when you get the call that, hey, you booked like a network huge show. Oh. No, seriously. Like everybody wants that. Everybody, like, that's a cool thing. But I'm saying when you get that, you're booked, right? You're like, oh, cool, I'm on the show. And then there you get the call that, like, oh, hey, so next season, we just got the green light for that. Aren't you just, that's like...
Yeah, there was a real sweet zone, but it took about 3 years to get there. Until it was about 3 years in where I was like, oh, I'm really on this show.
Oh, really? Wow.
I'm really an actor.
Of getting...
Yeah, because the first time I got hired, it was like for 4 shows.
Oh, okay.
So I just thought, there. And they wrote me as like the computer nerd who was really annoying and said rude things. And then... one of the other characters on the show, this dude Chase, he was going out in the field and he had this baby, but no one knew, like, it wasn't explained. And he's like, here, hold this. And I put it under my desk, which was real weird for the show to have an odd moment like that. And I was like, all right, they just gave me a baby to put under my desk. Like, I'm not going to last on the show because that's not cool. And like, I was annoying and as a character I just never thought it would last, and then it kind of kept building from there. And then they wrote me... Did you ever watch the show?
I only saw, like... I didn't watch it, like, religiously.
So the dude, Kiefer Sutherland, Jack Bauer...
Kiefer Sutherland?
Yes, okay. Kiefer Sutherland. Sorry, I mispronounce it sometimes.
How many packs...
In Canada.
How many packs a day does he smoke?
I don't know. That's a good question.
He's a real smoker.
One that I should know.
Wait, he smokes cigarettes a lot? Oh, I'm sorry.
God, what are you trying to do?
I crossed my legs and I noticed that your sandwich tipped on your scale. I'm sorry.
He has that real...
He smokes a lot?
Yeah. And he has a good smoker's voice.
He has a deep, sexy voice.
Yeah.
When my son was a baby, he was like, oh, and like looked, like went to his voice.
Really?
Yeah. What was my point?
I don't know.
You were talking about how much he smoked. You said, I want to talk about
it. No, you were talking about how much he smoked.
Oh, you okay. The baby under the desk. And
I was just saying.
Your thought would be like a 4-show.
Then they wrote me loyal to Jack and that I started helping him. So then it was this cool thing that wasn't really planned because I think for the writers, I'm guessing that. You know, the year starts and they're like, oh, we need a computer tech. We needed this person. We need this person. So I got plugged into computer tech, which was awesome. And then that shit just got better and better because then they wrote me helping Jack. And then people were like, wait, I thought she was like rude and I didn't like her. But now I love her because she's rude and she's weird, but she's on his side and she's helping my man, Jack.
Yeah. So then you're like, yes.
Then it got really cool. Like it made it a more interesting character that wasn't really planned from the get-go.
But you really too. People really loved that character and love you. Like, so Marilyn and I, we did Schenectady, a show called the Pumps and Punchlines Tour, and we met and immediately got drunk together the day we met because we both came in on a red eye and we were tired and we're like, what are we gonna do in Schenectady? And we drank. And people respond to her, like we were in a restaurant and people are just like, oh my God, I love you. And they just love you. Like, I think And it's like they feel like you're part of their family or something. Like they have a really
it's from
nice
television.
Love of
television. Yeah. You're in the home.
You're
and
in their
so
living
they
room.
Feel like they
yeah.
know you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
There's
it's,
that
it's very sweet. And most people love that show so much. Either they haven't watched it, and if they have, they're super into it. So it's kind of a really cool once in a lifetime.
My parents, Top Dog,
yeah,
and Charo are they have the DVDs. They're
really
huge fans.
Oh my gosh,
24.
Really
yeah. big fans.
Nice.
Absolutely, yeah.
Tell them I said hi.
Yeah,
but can
please.
I tell you why I love please. Mary Lynn even more? Is that she's part of a comedy generation that like I'm super jealous of. Like, you got to be...
We're having a real conversation.
I know, sorry.
I thought you said we were going to talk about pee-pee.
We will. We'll get there. We'll get there. But no, we have like to let people know who you are a little, I think.
They know who you are.
They know who you are, but...
I like it. I like to talk about... Go on.
It's... But you're part of, like, the best... One of the stand-up generations that I love. I love the Outlaws era, like Sam Kinison, Bill Hicks, all those guys.
You're 63, right?
And then Mary Lynn, which is like, it was her and like David Cross, Janine Garofalo.
It's
like,
the coolest. You're from the cool
yeah,
comedy club, man.
It's the best. It's like one of the coolest pockets of stand-up. So I'm super jealous that I didn't get to be a part of that.
I don't know what happened. I was doing performance art in San Francisco and the comedy clubs were closing. So there was like the Brainwash Cafe. And
what
all
year
these,
is this?
This is 90... I guess
okay.
94 to 96. I guess I moved to LA in 96, but
okay.
I was going to art school in San Francisco, and there I would go to all these open mic poetry nights, and the comedians started kind of going to these poetry nights and stuff, and I didn't really, it just kind of blew my mind. Like I saw, you know, Patton Oswalt or Blaine Capatch take the stage at an open mic poetry night, and you're just like, what is going on? Because there's somebody that so knows their own voice and their
yeah.
own persona that was really cool. So I was doing like open mic poetry and people would laugh at me, but I didn't know why they were laughing.
Really? You didn't know?
No, because I didn't grow up thinking, oh, I can tell jokes or I'm thinking of anything. But anyway, then I moved to LA to do some live shows. And then it was all those people were doing live shows in LA at that time. Yeah, it was cool.
That's a fucking, I love it.
It was the best.
And then you were on Mr. Show, which is like probably
crazy,
comedy
right?
gold.
I like, was so happy just to be around. I just like was to jump up and down. I'd be like, hey guys, what's going on? What's everybody doing? I was just like the greatest.
That's comedy royalty.
Did
like,
you know?
It doesn't get any better than that.
Like on that show, because actually when I first moved to LA, I've moved to LA 10 years ago. Actually be 11 years very soon. I remember like I was doing like the Groundlings and
you
I
did
yeah
nice. And, did you graduate this,
I did like
do you have a lot of characters
I can do voice. I can just jump into any voice at
yes,
any moment.
And
I'd like to do a couple for you
okay.
And do you have an agent maybe I could give you a tape
sure
wait could you give
Will
it to Kiefer Sutherland
off?
Are you friends with him
Yeah.
Could
guys.
You call him right now and I could do it for the two of you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he's
hey,
home
Kevin!
That's your...
It's one of the guys, this guy on the street.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yeah, it sounded like a guy on the street.
You could be, I could be cast like any guy on the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you work? Do you have any director friends we could call real quick?
Yeah, sure.
Let's get him on the phone.
Okay. Scorsese? Should I just call him?
Yeah. But as I'm doing the Groundling stuff,
I'm up for a part right now. But it's of a girl. Maybe I could see if they wanted a guy.
What if I went like
I could switch it?
What if I went like, oh hey, this is Tom.
Wow.
Or, oh, that's cool.
Close your eyes. Does it sound like a woman when he does that?
It's Mary Lynn calling back about my part. Did I book it or what?
Wow.
Fucking hate that bitch.
I thought I did really good right there. Again, all
yeah,
fucking day.
You guys
day.
Are ruining the show with all the coughing.
But I rented every... That's when people would go to stores and rent DVDs. I rented every episode, every season of Mr. Show. And it like... It blows your mind.
So good.
The level of writing. And
yeah.
Like,
I gotta watch it.
It's
Kills
so
me.
Good. Have you not seen it for real? Did you not watch it?
Well...
I know sometimes people on shows don't watch
no,
the show.
No, here's my disclaimer. Because I was in the first two seasons.
Yeah.
And I was dating David Cross, and then
really?
We broke up.
Okay.
So I just didn't watch anything after that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Of course.
So when I see people who are Mr. Show fans, ugh. I'm like, it's such a, it's in my heart that first 2 years because I just like lived it and loved it. Yeah. And then, but I'm really not familiar with the whole,
we only like the first two seasons.
First two seasons.
I'm talking about, there's my lady.
Other seasons are horrible.
But you know what I mean? Like I feel very, very close to it. But then in another way, there's so much stuff that I haven't watched that I would love to go back. And
now you didn't do that after the two seasons because of, I think what I'm seeing here is like a lot of anti-Semitic remarks that you made. Right on the lot,
and she wrote that sketch that was like the N word's awesome.
Yeah,
and she just kept saying that.
What's wrong with Hitler?
Well, I'm in people's faces, you know, with different that I'm known for being in people's faces with my strong opinions about stuff. Yeah, I'm kind of a killer like
hit
that.
Hit him in the face, knock your teeth out.
I do a lot of punching. And
will you guys talk?
I can't even say the word punching convincingly.
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Will you guys talk for a moment while I call my doctor?
Yeah, please. Okay. Tommy's got to call his doctor. His AIDS is flaring up today.
Seriously?
What? Why? Rude. You don't want them to know that you have AIDS?
That's super rude.
No, Tommy's still sick, you guys. He got sick. He had to cancel shows in Vegas. And now
you don't cancel shows in Vegas.
You never. Have you ever done Vegas, Marilyn?
No, girl. Come on. What do you think this is?
So awful.
I might get punched in the face.
So I know. Okay, I'm
just now venturing out into the general public with my wares, with my comedy wares.
Can you believe that? I
had to learn how to say a theme clearly. Like I have to learn how to say a full sentence of here's what I'm talking about, people of the world. Otherwise, everyone gets confused and they get upset.
Is that really your fault? Or is it, you know, like I said, you came up in the time when when your generation of stand-ups, there's a lot more leeway in terms of, like, the audience was more patient, I think. You guys, you developed at a time when...
Do you think?
People, yeah, absolutely. I think that people were more...
What do you think's happening now?
It's the YouTube 30 seconds. You got 30 seconds to win somebody over. Because that's all their attention spans are. It's quick, 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 get in, get out. And not only that, you're entertaining drunk people. Drunk people are not the same as, like, patient.
Right.
Sober.
Yeah, I think there was that line that was being blurred. And in some ways, some people can still, I don't know, if people know you and they come to see your show.
Right.
I don't know. There is a line that can be blurred from time to time between a theater. And I saw you the other night. Remember, we went to that show that... And it was interesting because you're like, okay, I'm in LA and I'm doing this like theater show that's not a comedy club.
Right.
So you go in and out of that.
When people, they don't, may not necessarily know you as a stand-up because of 24, right? They don't know that you have this great comedy background.
Right.
So then they show up and they're like, why aren't you fighting crime? And you're like,
yeah, no, it's interesting. It's interesting because I have a way of speaking that's not necessarily the most direct. And then on top of that, people see me. They recognize me from that show. So it's I kind of stack against myself right. in a way.
Right.
Of like, why is she here? And what is she talking about? You know,
what's so funny. So I have to go back to what we were just talking about. How you said, like, you're doing that show, Mr. Show, and then you break up with David Cross, and then you can't watch the show. Like, I've totally had that happen where I was on Chelsea Lately for, like, a while, and then I wrote on the show, and then I got fired. And then, like, you can't watch the fucking show after you're no longer.
You know too much.
It takes a while.
It's not even you know too much. It's part of you when you're there. I mean, if you're invested in something.
Right.
You care about it.
Like for a while, I couldn't even see Chelsea Lately in the guide, the channel guide, like when I was flipping through. And you know when you see it and like your heart, you just want to throw up a little.
God.
Now I can do it. Now I won't watch an episode still, but I can see the title without physically having like a reaction. Oh, it's so funny. It's just weird when your life is public and that happens to you. You know
what I mean? I loved you on that show, by the way.
You did not.
Well, I've seen a couple clips. Not.
You're sweet.
You're amazing.
Well, thank you. I am amazing. I can't wait for you to do stand up on the road with me.
It's going to get crazy. Shit, so, it's going to get crazy. We're going to be juicing.
Can I tell you that I really enjoyed you? So like I said, Marilyn and I, we met in Schenectady and we were both
at 6 a.m.
at 6 a.m.
after the red eye.
Both taking red eyes. And of course they send a guy to come pick us up who has the social skills of a bag of potatoes. And it's one, they always send, the club will always send some guy, you know what I mean? Like Rick with two K's or whoever it is with no social skills whatsoever.
You're like, am I getting in the right car or do you have something to do with the theater? Okay, cool.
Yeah. We're in this van and the guy is like not talking about anything or talking to us. And that was it. We're in Schenectady. And so we decided to go on a daytime drunk, right?
Yeah. We had a special bonding. I don't even know how to describe it. Just being in that car and not being able to talk because you've been on a red eye. But just immediately, hey, so Schenectady. I don't know. It's just like,
yes,
you know.
And it was a weird neighborhood. It was they put us in a hotel kind of in downtown. There's a lot of zombies and riffraff.
It's freezing. It's freezing. Zombies are circling the hotel.
Right. So we went on a good daytime bender. I fell asleep for 4 hours and we woke up and we did that show. And that's a show where there was a woman in the audience talking during your set.
And you kicked her ass.
And that's the first time I ever really physically wanted to kill somebody at a show. Like I've gotten.
Why?
I know it's interesting. And it's funny because I talked to my shrink about this after it happened. I was like, oh, I almost fucking choked this cunt out. And she says, because I was being protective of you.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
Oh my God.
Your new friend is a psychopathic. no, I had like a mama wolf visceral reaction to this fucking broad. She was chatting and she had her phone up and her face was all lit up. And she's like, and I turned around and I was like, shut up. Just be quiet. Be quiet. And I didn't say it nicely.
I almost wished it. I didn't even. It didn't even disturb me from the stage. I almost wish it had because then I would have. I love knowing that you were going to kick some ass for me. Really
do you sweet. Have you ever had a heckler? Have you ever had somebody that you've gotten you just saw red and you wanted to murder them?
Yeah.
Did you ever act on it, like yell at them, cuss them out? Because I don't see you being.
No, not really. Usually, people, the heckling is more in the form of. They think, what's wrong with her? Or like, is she okay?
Why?
I don't know. Because I just get weird and then I get weirder.
Right.
And I just freak people out. Usually before heckling, there's a world of where people are still watching me.
Right.
You know what I mean? But they're like, what? What is she? Why did she? Where it's just gone somewhere it shouldn't
go. Well, because you came from like a performance art background, right?
So, which what I'm saying is I get the attention, which is almost better than, you know, when people are just talking, you know, you've just like, in a way, I'm like, all right, I don't have them in laughter, but I'll get weird with it. Oh, let me make you feel bad then. Let me go there with it. That's how my rage manifests.
Are you angry? Do you think it's drawn? It comes from anger?
I think so, but it's learning how to get it out because I internalize everything and act like, hey, welcome back. Oh, but I recently, I will say, this isn't like a on-the-road heckling story, but I was at this coffee shop show, and did I tell you this?
No.
There was this white, young, gay guy in the front row, and I was doing this thing about being a mom and my kid being on his iPhone, which is, so he interrupts and he's like, really, your kid has a phone? And I was like, excuse me? And then I finished what I was saying and I just zeroed in on him and it was super fun because I was like, what, why don't I drop my kid off when he gets up around six? Is that good for you? Are you planning on going out tonight? And I just like railed and was like, and then we'll do this. And then you don't, yeah, no phone, no iPad. Like I just was seeing white and I looked at him and he was like kind of scared because he thought, you know, he was going to judge me about giving my kid a phone.
Oh, so it's more about like, how dare you judge my parenting skills? Like, fuck you. Why are you
like, where is that coming from that you're going to tell a mom to not have an iPhone for their...
Yeah.
Am I right?
You know what's interesting? You might be the first mom we've had, a real mom in your mom's house. I think
I suddenly just felt self-conscious about even going into that. I could tell that why am I even talking about
why you can
mom
talk about
stuff.
Your mom stuff. But this is your mom's house. This is all we know.
That's all we
guys,
know.
Guys, thanks.
This is a parenting.
But yeah,
thing.
You have a kid, you give him an iPhone. That's just a part of life.
Sure.
I don't even know how you don't
six
think
months,
that's going to happen.
Wait till they're 6 months, probably.
Yeah.
Something like that.
2 weeks.
Put that iPad right
in. But like, there's shit
right
to do on there.
That's what my
there's
sister
games,
did.
There's reading things, there's...
Did you tell her?
No. So
when my sister, God. Who our listeners are familiar with, I have two sisters.
Maria.
But Maria's like, when she had her son, who is 11 months now, when he was 3 weeks old, she was like, oh my God, Weston loves the iPad. And I was like, what do you mean?
Okay, you don't give a kid an iPad at 3 weeks old. I take back my whole defense.
I go, what do you mean? She goes, he loves like images moving and colors. And I was like, I don't think he has actual developed vision yet.
No.
And she was like, no. And she showed me, she would hold the iPad like in front, and he was like, like totally thrown, like, what's going on?
Overstimulated.
Oh, totally overstimulated. Yeah. And like freaking out. And she's like, he loves that. He fucking loves that.
Oh, no.
You know what she said too?
No, I feel bad.
Weston's favorite foods are salmon. Asiago, what is it? Manchego cheese,
and he
arugula
loves
salad.
No, a spinach salad.
That's what a one-year-old. That's her. That's the favorite food of a one-year-old.
Yeah,
that's not what your kid eats. It's six.
Oh no!
When she said salmon, I was like, "You're feeding this kid who's like,
have salmon until I was 21 years old.
I agree.
He just drinks boob and maybe like a little bit of he picks up, but she's like loves salmon. And I was like, right? And then she goes, manchego cheese.
Manchego.
Like, really? Like, he has like a refined taste of different cheeses? She's
his palate totally. Is that developed at one.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Should we, I think we should. I want you to meet Maria, who unfortunately she's not here, but we got to call her yesterday.
Okay.
And right now she's at my parents' place. So we gave her a call and we asked her, she's got quite a relationship with Starbucks. She goes often. And
that's an understatement.
Right. And she has, she's very demanding.
Demanding.
She's very specific drinks. Here, yeah. just
this no, but is, I don't think she does the call order. Have you ever worked at Starbucks, Marilyn?
I've worked at a Seattle's Best Coffee.
Okay. I don't know if they have a call order, but at Starbucks, a double tall, non-fat, soy, half-calf drip. Like, there's a call thing. So her drinks are like, I want a double half-calf. Oh, okay. Okay, good. So she can hear it.
What do you mean? That you say it in a certain order?
They teach you at Starbucks Academy. That's where I went to school.
You did?
Yeah.
In my face.
Summer of 1999.
I didn't go to an academy.
They speak their own language.
Yeah, it's like...
You order it. Rusty noodles on the side.
Right.
Fire them up.
They put it in the proper order.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the breakdown.
Mm.
I have three beverages. If it's, the morning before noon, it is a single bag venti with awake tea with 3 inches of steam soy and foam, 3 raw sugars, and then you add later 3 spudnuts and vanilla powder. One bag. Afternoon, summer, then I do a venti decaf soy, sugar-free caramel frappuccino light, both extra drizzle and easy whip. Must be the drizzle, not the syrup. And if it's afternoon and fall or winter, then I do a single bag coffee in a venti cup with 3 raw sugars, 3 inches of steamed soy and foam, and then topped off with 3 splendas and vanilla powder. But that is
so ridiculous.
So imagine if you're used to like, I'll have a small drip or give me a soy latte.
It's not small, it's tall.
Right, tall. And then this animal walks in and is like, I want a triple fucking thing. And you're like, what? So that's what she puts Starbucks people through. But in her neighborhood, she lives in Chicago, they know her now. Like they walk in, they're like, everybody, get back to work. Like they know what's happening. So she's visiting my parents now.
Get back to work like they've all stopped to look at her.
Yeah.
Right. All right, guys, calm down.
You guys are in awe of the Maria, but get back to work. Now we called her last night and we asked her how Starbucks is going at a different location where maybe they're not used to such a demanding order. And she has some very choice words. So what's it like at the house? Sure.
Complete and utter chaos. Complete and utter chaos.
What's going on?
Complete and utter chaos.
What's happening?
What is happening?
Yeah.
It's like a Chinese person in Mexico with, you know, some slogly people that came to go fishing. And, like, that's the constant state of this here. It's really fun.
What?
Wait, what do you mean? What do you mean?
It's complete and utter chaos. It's fun, though. It's a lot of fun. It is chaos here. I love it, though.
But what's chaotic? Is like, you mean like mom and dad in the house, or what's going on?
Yes. Oh, no. Yes, daddy.
Is mom making you nuts?
Oh, my God.
She can't even
talk. Oh, my God. Tom, okay, so I walked in here, and it looked like we were robbed. I'm like, what happened? Tom's like, I'm wrapping presents. I'm like, in the entire house, and it looks like there's 27 right now unrolled things. It looks like, first of all, it looks like someone moved in or moved out because you can't park any of the cars in the garage because they're full of empty boxes that someone stole, apparently, of the Christmas ornaments and then wrappings. There's also two of these comforters because...
And I didn't fast forward. This is her normal speaking voice and rate. Just so if you're like, hey, can you slow it down? That's just how she talks.
They smell like dead animals and we can't hear up the smell of them, but they stink. So instead of burning them or throwing them away, we're just keeping them in the garage to see if they like... I don't know if the smell goes away or what, but they're sitting there right now. One on dad's car, the other one's on the floor.
Yeah, that's nice.
And the dining table is covered with like just broken ornaments and a bunch of tissue paper and stickers and wrapping things. Mm. The kitchen, the usual, the cotton. I mean, it literally everywhere.
Chaos.
But it's fun. Like it's just, you know, it's always fun here. It's full of surprises of joy.
Maria, have you been going to Starbucks every day?
Oh, my God. That has been a big sacrifice, an adjustment I've had to make. I'll tell you that much. I deserve an award for this.
Why? Because there's not one there?
Well, the closest one's like 5 miles away. Do you have any idea what a project it is to get there? And half of them there. Okay, another saintly gesture on my part, thank you very much, is that I've been very, very calm in dealing with these Starbucks people. First of all, okay. This is a total Starbucks Nazi, which I don't understand why she works there because she hates people. She hates herself. She's been there for years, and Starbucks has been at Target. She's like the really ugly, like, man woman, kind of apish looking, with the hair that goes down her ass, right? And every time I go and order there, she looks at me like I'm asking her, can I please have a gun and shoot you with it? I mean, that's the same reaction I get out of her. But I go there with a smile, like, hi, how are you? Happy holidays. And it's great. And she just looks like she's about to vomit. But jeez. I go in the morning, I place like 4 orders, so I have enough to last me for a little bit, and then that's the end. And then the rest of the day, I suffer. I just don't have
What does 4 orders?
She suffers.
And then she has to, like, just have them throughout the day.
She rations out the 4 drinks throughout the course of the day.
Yeah, that's tough. I like how she expects the person to be overjoyed to see her when she is aggressively going in there with some fucked up thing.
Right.
But she's the saint who doesn't acknowledge what is she saying is a violent act against people.
Right.
Is an assault. Maybe not a violent act of words. Of verbally.
Emotions.
Verbal assault and emotions. And she wants people to be like, hey, happy holidays. You're supposed to just embrace her no matter what.
She wants the order, the crazy order that you heard, to be met with, like, I would love to make that for you. Because that's what she is now accustomed to in her own neighborhood.
Right.
So when people are like,
ow, my ass hurts.
What did you just order? She's like, fucking seriously?
Oh, yeah. Do I have to say it again?
Yeah. Yes. And here she has a little more to say. A new, like, somebody who doesn't know you think when they hear your Starbucks order. Like, when she hears your initial order, is she like, what? What did you just say?
Is this for real? And she's like, this is very unusual. I don't know if we can do that. I'm like, but you can do it because you do it everywhere else. So you can do it.
Wait, you do 4 drinks at once?
Because it's so far away. And I'm going to come back. Whoa.
I just go
in the freezer and I can reheat the cheese.
Yeah. You had a breakthrough moment right there.
An aha moment, as Oprah would say. Yeah.
Marilyn was just like, oh, shit.
So she's asking for not one ridiculous drink.
These,
it's 4 at a time.
At a time.
It's confusing.
No, I don't do my afternoon ones at all. I just suffer for it. And then
That is so, so great, Maria.
You have no idea.
4 drinks at once.
So wait, but you have to deal with this woman. Did you, like, have an interaction with her? Like, did you explain to her?
I had to deal with her every day. Oh my God, she's so angry. I mean, I really don't understand why Starbucks would, you know, her. I kind of want to secretly record her and send her to the corporate and be like, do you understand who's turning away business? Because she's an angry individual.
Mm. Yeah, like, you should.
I should. I know I should. I definitely should. I mean, she gets so angry. And then, oh my God, listen to this shit. Then the woman's working and there's another one of her little helpers that comes along. And I'm trying to place my order. And they get distracted. They, you know, God, they can only do one thing. You know, they can barely do one thing at once.
Sounds like a DC to me.
That's, but I have no idea.
She has terms for certain employees, Mary Lynn.
Ooh.
DCs are dumb cunts and LCs are lazy cunts.
Yes.
Happy holidays.
This kid's like, oh man, he's on his phone when I'm trying to place my order. He should be taking my beverage, but instead he's on his phone. And he's like, what's that? Okay. He's like,
everyone should
man,
be serving me all the time.
In my parents' house. I was like, what? Like, yeah, man, someone broke in, and someone broke his iPad. So that just delays the whole problem. It really is a delayed situation when I go there to order my beverages. Not to mention, you're in Vera, it's another 10 minutes. But now, the entire Starbucks congregation that works there, because there's 8 people working at this time to make my one order.
8 people.
4 orders, but still, that's one order from a person.
Is there a Starbucks where 8 people are actually working?
I don't think that exists.
I don't know.
Talking about
I love
it.
Exaggeration.
You know, how someone broke into his parents' house because they live on a farm. They took his brother's iPad and his quest ring. And the woman's like, you need a gun. You should get a gun. Everyone should have a gun. I was like, you know what? I'm only going to get a gun and fucking shoot you all, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh,
that would be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm going to wait in line. Take something.
Drink. Sexy.
But no, I just sit there and wait for angry, you know, monkey woman to yell at the little monkey boy about how they should have guns because his parents were robbed. And then they're like, excuse me, I'm still waiting for my beverage. I do it very nicely, very, very patient. No idea about the anger that's floating inside of me.
Yeah.
The rage I could execute on them.
Yeah, they don't. They
and 25
don't know.
minutes later, get it. And then, but of course, you know what they don't do here? They don't generously leave the little sprinkle comments I like. You know, I love my vanilla powder on my beverages.
Yeah, that's true.
Wait, they don't now have the sprinkle things?
They do, but they just keep them on the counter because they're too lazy to refill them once they've been emptied.
Because maybe they don't realize that the woman in front of them is absolutely fabulous.
Right. So I said, excuse me, does you have vanilla powder? If not, everyone has it. I'm like, well, you always have it. So you probably have a container that's full underneath your stock situation here because I know you guys keep it there or behind there. And I don't say if you guys are being lazy shits because you're in bureau, but... You probably have somewhere.
Oh my god, dude! I know exactly the Starbucks that you're talking about. It's in the Target. I've been there. No, yeah. They totally lollygag.
Yeah, it's fine. No, wait. It sucks. Go in the fucking back. Open the box.
It's a lower. You say what? You say go in the back and what?
Go in the back and get out of the fucking box. You have a box at the back there. Don't be lazy. Open the fucking box. You take your fucking scissors, use your pudgy fucking monkey hand, cut the box open, cut a hole in it, and pour it in the goddamn bottle.
And there you go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas from Marie.
Happy New Year.
Couldn't be better, right?
Yeah.
We got her to talk about Starbucks, got her fired up. Mm-hmm. That's what the listeners like, Mary Lynn, when Maria gets fired up.
I like
up.
It too.
Yeah.
She's full stuff. Of the spirit.
I feel like she has two modes. It's either fired up or when she first started the call, she's lost in like the details of like... It's crazy. It's chaos, and there's wrapping paper, and then
get
she gets
it.
Real. Get your fucking pudgy yeah. hands in you. It's either da 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 da, or it's. And then this is happening. She's trying to get it together.
You got it.
The only time she feels like she's got it all together is when she's angry and railing at somebody.
That's true, and
she's not being served.
That's right.
Good
and
work.
She usually, what she likes to do is she will be very pleasant to. I've been with her, and she's like, yeah, okay. And very pleasant to the people. Oh, my gosh. Do you think you could add a little bit of the sprinkles to that?
She seems like, fun at a party.
Oh, so much yes. fun. And then yes. when you leave, she's like, can you believe what a fucking dumb cunt that bitch was? And I'm like, yeah. And then it all comes out, yeah.
So she would never... Well,
not to the person. No. She wouldn't.
She does
express.
Have her moment of, what do you mean you don't know what the drink is? But she never takes it.
She doesn't take... No, she wouldn't like... She wouldn't express that anger to the individual. She'd be like, I think you can make it because you guys have made it before. Like that kind of stuff. Or she likes, she's also, if you go to a restaurant with her, she's always a menu changer. Mm. She's really into the culinary arts. And she'll be very much like, they'll be like,
right.
Yeah, so it's salmon and we have some carrots and peas on the side. She's like, do you think you can make it like a halibut and then do some steamed spinach and a little bit of... Like, so use some olive oil and just bake it instead of put it on the grill. And they'll be like, that's not on the menu. And she's like, I think you could do it. And like, they'll do it. And they'll be like, all right. And she'll be like, I worked in the business. I kind of know what I'm talking about. And then they'll
I
go.
I like it. Cook. She's yeah. challenging people to be better, really.
She really wow. is.
About it.
And you know what's interesting is that your father, her father, Top Dog, has the same relationship with McDonald's coffee. Remember the drive-through at McDonald's? He didn't like a certain server there, and he wrote a letter to corporate. And then the corporate, didn't they answer him? They remedied the situation.
Did. Yeah. So you're boycotting McDonald's?
Yeah, well, I love their coffee. It's, in fact, it's the best coffee.
Right.
But they've gone to two drive-through lanes.
Yeah.
And so what happened is, I mean, timed it, that the lanes, the other day it took me 13 minutes to get my coffee through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
And because even though they have two lanes, they don't process it as fast as they should. So that's, so from a customer point of view, it's actually taking longer. And I talked to them about that.
And what do you do when you talk to them? How have you talked to them?
Well, I call the 1-800-McDonald's number in Illinois. And they're very nice. And they, you know, they... I think they're generally concerned, but I've noticed this in a couple other. Mm-hmm. So now I go to McDonald's that have single lines. Not
so you're not, but you said you were boycotting.
Well, I'm not really boycotting. What I'm doing,
but
is
you're boycotting the dual lane.
Dual lanes. Yeah.
Dual lane McDonald's do not get your business.
Dual lane McDonald's don't get my business. I only go to single lane McDonald's.
There you go. There you go. So yeah, it's in the family.
Apparently,
I need to find a company to express my anger.
I don't know if I've seen a dual lane McDonald's. Am I an idiot?
They're out there. Absolutely, it's the kind, you know, you pull in and you can go on both sides and
whoa,
yeah. And he's letting you know, not the same level of service.
You think with Maria, you can acquire a lot of those Starbucks products for your own home. For instance, now you can buy their teas.
Can you imagine making what she asks for?
Yeah, it's
she
only
even
tea
make it
bags.
Herself. For God's sakes, let me talk to her. Have you tried making your drink?
That
we should have a Dr. Phil face off. Now Maria, you order and you make it, Maria.
Maria, I want to talk to you about this drink you're ordering.
She'd be like, I'm not trained, but I don't work there. I don't know what you're trying to.
I'm willing to pay my money, and you should give me my what?
I pay.
You tell me the total, service. And I pay for it.
We should send her to Starbucks Academy. It's only a week long process, 75 hours, and then you're a trained barista. That's what it took me.
Here's Starbucks when I get a latte. Mm-hmm. And they don't put foam. It's just milk all the way to the brim. Mm-mm. And it's like...
You like the foam.
Well, what's the point of a latte? You're just putting espresso and warm milk.
Right
and
now.
You're getting it. And it's like, take your time.
Your inner Maria is coming out. Yeah. That's your Maria.
There it is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And Maria's also very hard on those who don't add the foam. I want the fucking foam.
Yeah. What's the point of me going to Starbucks? You're not going to put
a little foam
on my drink.
You like soy milk?
I used to do that years ago.
And now?
But you don't really get... The foam is different.
Mm-hmm.
Non-fat milk, you're going to get the right foam. But, you know, I'm very complimentary when I get the foam. Mm. Right, Starbucks Academy?
Well, non-fat milk produces the best foam.
Right?
They teach
Small
you that.
Small tiny bubbles.
They Look teach you this. That at the Starbucks Academy. When you steam the milk, they recommend
non-fat. You get it too hot, you've heated it too many times, you're not going to get the foam.
Right.
Can I tell you what really puts my nuts in a pinch? Is when you go... to Starbucks summertime or just whenever and you ask for an iced beverage, iced latte, iced coffee, and they put 5 cubes of ice in there.
That's
and
not I go, enough ice.
Hey man, I thought we agreed
really?
On
Really? I've never
drink.
Seen that.
No,
it's
I get,
not enough.
And then, you know, I put the straw in and it's like, dude, could you load this up with ice? And they're like, sure. And they'll give me like 5 more. I'm like, hey man, is there an ice shortage? Are we in London right now? Why are you fucking around?
Right.
The Europeans always fuck you on the ice. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah, they're not into ice. Mm-mm. They haven't had an ice revolution
why,
like
why
we have
is that?
In America.
Do you know
they're
about
just
that?
They're not into it.
In Italy?
It's the old world. The old world didn't have ice. They
I
didn't
went to,
have it.
Not Milan, Naples, right? Napoli, excuse me.
Oh, boy.
And lunch, and I was like, ask for a Coke. Can I get a cup of ice? And they literally, it was like I asked, do you guys have elephant's feet? Here, right. Like they were like, "What are you talking about, man?" And it became an ordeal where they're like, "We'll go get some."
Well, there aren't nearly as many soda fountain places there for one thing, and they just never had the ice revolution that we had. Here.
I want an answer. I want people to answer us. If there are Europeans listening, and I know there are, we got the numbers. We can see the downloads.
Well, I will tell you, in a Hungarian household, we did not have ice.
See?
I grew up drinking all my beverages room temperature, and I prefer it that way.
That is a communist...
Better for your body.
Better for your body.
How about the warm room temp beer?
That's right.
In a pint.
In the UK. That's right. I like it. I prefer... I don't like
cold
ice.
If you go to all like vegan restaurants here in town and you ask for water, you always get room temperature.
I like a room temp water.
It's always fun to ask for ice, though, because they're like, you're ruining your body.
Right. Now,
I'm not going to digest.
Marilyn, you keep a pretty healthy diet. You're juicing like we do. We juice as well. Your dumps must be very productive.
Is this the part where we talk about our poopy that you
yes.
were talking about?
Yes. Next stop, Brown Talk. Brown Talk coming up. You've been warned.
There you go, Marilyn, the full treatment.
Has there ever been anyone who that you haven't talked to about poop or who doesn't want to talk about their poop?
Oh, a lot that don't want to.
Really?
They get very upset.
Or they just don't. They're not into it. Like, Paul F. Tompkins, wonderful guest.
Oh, he's
I
the best.
I feel like it wouldn't have been appropriate with him. It's like you're cool.
You just didn't even go there.
Well, no, we did play a call of my dad and mom talking, and my dad loves Brown Talk, and my mom hates it. And he was like, I side with your mother. And he was very like, this is disgusting. Very like not into it, which was fine.
Right.
But we've had people who are like, oh my God. And like, yeah.
Finally, someone's talking to me about it.
Yeah, or like, can we please wrap this shit up? Like, I don't want to talk about this. But you do seem very healthy. Nice complexion.
My skin has been doing great from
Amazing.
The juicing. And I will say that first day I had
Amazing.
A powerful powerful bowel moving.
Nice.
Good. And but it hasn't been quite the I'm wondering what's going on.
Well, because you're
it's
not
been in fits and starts.
You're not getting the fiber if you're juicing. That's the one we discussed this in my kitchen. The drawback is that you're not getting the fiber. It's getting juiced out.
Wait, we did not discuss this.
Yeah,
I think you said that in your head and you didn't say it out
I'm
loud.
Sorry. Yeah,
tell me everything.
When you juice, it takes all the good fiber out of the vegetables.
Oh, we discussed that.
You got to eat the fiber.
But then you're saying
put the fiber back in somehow in your diet.
Interesting.
Now, do you wipe down?
What are you talking about?
What do you mean? I mean, everybody knows how to wipe.
So what are you asking me right now?
Do you wipe down?
Who doesn't wipe down? What kind of a, what kind of a question is that? I don't know what you mean. I'm gonna throw up. You mean, do I have a bidet?
Do you wipe down?
You have a bidet?
Really? No. We did in our old house. I didn't use it.
You had one and you spit in the face of the bidet?
Yeah. Every once in a blue moon, I'd be like, I haven't used that in like a year. I should try it.
Wow.
That's good. Another European thing that didn't carry over.
Yeah.
No, it seems like amazing. It's just, it's not in my...
I always felt like the squatting over while your pants are down was weird, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that how you're supposed to do it?
Yeah, how do you do that?
How are you supposed to do it?
It is nice to know it's all clean, though. That
Oh, I love it.
Well, now they make... There's toilets now that'll do it. Very expensive toilets that are heated seats. Press the button, it goes right up in your... And then it's everything's, you know...
Plays music.
Yeah. It's clean. Nice.
Wipe out fresh place. Like on Space Mountain.
I like that.
I would love to have a bidet.
I want like a $10,000 toilet. I think that'd be
so
awesome.
So do I. Hey, guys, now, but did you pull your pants all the way down to use a bidet, or you take your pants off? How do you...
Just pull down to the ankles.
And you just...
And squat,
you,
yeah.
You hover over
Yeah,
it.
You hover.
That's the design flaw, because I don't have strong thigh muscles. I feel that it would be...
You would just fall into the bidet.
I'd dip into the bidet.
That is a good point. Because it's just kind of a thinner lip than the toilet.
What do you squat?
I bet there are bidets where you fully sit and it squirts. That makes more sense. That makes more sense.
It makes much more sense.
Although maybe you're not spread as much as you need to be if you're sitting.
Oh.
You know, the squatting gives you the ability to really get in there.
Oh, see that? Now that makes sense.
So if I'm juicing a lot, but I'm not eating fiber, what is the juice actually doing?
Nutrients, micronutrients. But the fiber is lacking, and that's why you gotta supplement.
Well, what
does
that dude with the sick, fat, and nearly dead? Because he's eating a big salad and eating fruits and vegetables.
The salad's what makes you shit.
But I'm drinking the salad.
No, you have to eat it because you have to get that fiber in there. Mm. You got to eat it too. That's probably why he eats it too.
Learning lessons.
Mm. Learning lessons.
Learning lessons.
Yeah.
But you're very healthy.
Sometimes.
I can see it.
You can?
Yeah. Hmm. Look at those. Thank you. She is very, very...
Wow.
Nice teeth.
Nice
Look at
teeth.
That smile.
Get out of here.
What's going on with those teeth?
Don't star with me. I feel like the other shoe is going to drop.
What do you mean?
You're about to pull a gag on me.
No.
You're about to punch me in the face.
You have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are those real teeth? Are those your real teeth?
Yeah.
And the No, because I'm
well,
saying
you're
I
very Hollywood.
Right.
So.
I mean, you're famous.
Yeah.
I have two fake fronts. Mine are fake. That's why I asked.
No, mine are big.
Great.
I wish they were fake. I mean, they're kind of irregular.
They're very white.
They're really pretty. I like them.
Yeah.
This is a segment we call Dental Updates. Now, because you're new to the show.
Wow, this is intense, you guys.
That's why we have that framed of us with toothbrushes. It's a segment we started very early in the show when Tom and I had to undergo some pretty severe dental work. And we
both
started
at the same time.
At the same time, I had a root canal, and Tommy had like 12 cavities filled in 1 week.
Teeth. Six.
11,000 cavities in 1 week.
These are pretty nice, right?
Yeah.
No braces.
They look great. You guys both have great teeth.
No braces ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong stuff. I have a big overbite.
Let's see that. Did you ever have braces or headgear?
I needed a headgear. I never had it.
You could probably, I don't know if you can fix overbites now. So when's the last time you went to the dentist, and what happened?
A couple weeks ago.
Get out.
Really,
I hadn't been
recent.
In a while.
Good
I hadn't
for you.
Been in like 6 months, but I'm on I was on a regimen of, you're really supposed to go every 3 months.
Can I tell
Good
you something?
Lord.
I got my husband going.
It's been a year.
Got to get in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a little
And we
afraid.
Preach it, and here we are.
I know.
When's the last time you flossed?
Every day.
Thank you for asking. We are both adamant flossers. I have to floss now. Once you get in the habit of it, you can't stop.
Yeah.
It gets gross if you don't when you know what's
going
on.
Some days when I don't floss, then I go, what kind of a mood am I in today? Because it connects to like there's like a laziness or like I know I did a good brush, but then sometimes I'll step away and go do something else. And then I think, why didn't you want to go there with the flossing right now?
Why?
What's going on?
What's going on inside of you that says,
exactly.
I don't want to take care of myself.
And then maybe I'll do it later or the next day. And I'm like, oh, she's back.
Okay.
It's powerful. It when is you get powerful. In there and floss. Powerful. You feel different.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes a little pain.
Yes.
From flossing. Sometimes a little pain.
Yes.
Great pain because you know you got in there.
Now, your 2 week ago visit, did you find any problems?
We're doing good. I think I clench, which I refuse to get a mouth guard because I want to correct it holistically. Mm. Look, I came out and said it. I don't want to admit that I grind or clench because I'm determined.
In your sleep?
I'm determined to be like, I am not stressed anymore. I'm better now.
Does hubby say?
You know what? My son, he's 4. My husband has never heard this. I go, did you fucking hear Val? Every once in a while, and I'm not laying next to him every night, but sometimes you fall asleep by accident or he comes in our bed. And every once in a while, he's like,
oh no.
Wow.
It's weird.
Does your husband hear you grind?
Where does it come from? No.
No.
I think, I don't know. Maybe I just clench.
I wear a mouth.
You do? Is it hard to start wearing
it's not it? Not really. I wear one for snoring.
Oh,
snoring.
Does it help?
Yeah.
It's a dream come
true.
It ruins
our marriage.
What do you mean it ruins our marriage?
Our marriage was almost in ruins a few years ago when you started snoring.
More.
A lot.
That's tough stuff.
Fucking horrendous. And this actually, did save our marriage. Although last night I did hear you through that thing.
But I've been sick. Yeah, and when you're sick,
you've been humming. Were you like,
Yeah, she said the humming's pretty bad.
Oh, I want to kill him. And I want to murder you savagely when I can't sleep. I love you so much. And then when that happens, I want to stab you a million times.
I left the bedroom last night out of just love for you to let you sleep.
How did you know you were doing it?
I wasn't. I was awake coughing my fucking balls off. Mm. And it was like, I could feel, like you could feel when you're like, oh, this is going to be, like I'm going to cough for the next hour. And I could feel her turning and I was like, I'm just going to get up and
leave. That was sweet of you, babe. I appreciate that.
Guys, love.
I know, I love it.
Play the love song.
Here is the love song. Where is it?
Love, love. Are we going out on this?
No. It's so proud in the deep. How the fuck do we supposed to keep peace? What's all on a nigga's mind? What was the D like, really? You grew up there, right?
My parents grew up in the city proper, mm-hmm. and my mom has memories of its golden era of like the
auto
escalators and the department stores and the city being a really cool, exciting place.
It must be hard for them.
Well,
they
left in white flight, and they went to the suburbs to bring up their kids. My grandma still lived in the old neighborhood.
But like when they see what happened, the city is really...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Oh, it's beyond heartbreaking. I mean, it's just kind of weird. People just live with it, you know?
Yeah.
I went to art school in Detroit. And we had a class that was...
Making like, out!
All these churches that were in disrepair. We had a class that was to go and... document all these details before they were gone. That was the class. And there was another one that was making found sculpture out of trash and metal scraps and stuff.
Oh boy.
Jesus.
It's so cold in the D.
It is so cold. It was never no complaining being in the D. It's bad for your health. How the fuck do you post a stack of papers when these niggas want you well? It's hard in the D when you're trying to keep peace. Does this like really resonate with you? Can you give us, before we wrap up, can you give us some advice on auditioning?
Yeah, what's your process, Marilyn? Can you walk us through, or just what you'd like to do?
She'd go in there angry and ask him, what do you guys have for me?
Oh, I like that.
Oh, that's really good.
Flip the script.
I heard, I think Eddie Griffin one time said that when he auditions, he's like, so when do we shoot?
To
imply that like, we both know
with
that
a pointing finger.
Yeah, when do
guys,
we shoot?
Guys, come on. We'll see you. See you on set.
See you on set.
I will say that I learned it took me years to not be angry. And then everybody that's in the room actually wants to help you, because for like the first few years, I'm like, what are they trying to do to me? And that you realize it's all you.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the next thing, which is tricky to do, but it's along the lines of see you on set. Mm-hmm. It's a more tempered version of that, is you pretend you already have the job.
Really?
And that you're just like, hey, this is one thing I'm doing in my day, and I'm just going to show up and do my version of it. And if you guys like it, because, you know.
Yeah.
I agree, so you're just showing up like, hey, guys, no pressure. I'm just doing my version, and I'll catch you guys later.
So,
but you do have to, another thing I never used to prepare, which sometimes works, because it's sort of fun, and it gets you on edge, and it makes you make choices, and you're kind of representing
yourself. You didn't prepare at all?
Not much. Like, I never used to memorize, but now I'm realizing that you should just be as comfortable as you possibly can to make it easy for yourself and easy for them. Yeah, I was more, I don't know. I mean, I booked stuff then too.
Right. So that's what
prepared.
I mean. Yeah, that's
because there's something exciting about doing it, not cold, but I almost never memorized before. Like, I would be very familiar with it, but I would still be kind of working off the page, which is not really recommended, but
it's not, because that's what I do. I kind of memorize it, but then I look at the page.
Well, yeah, no, I always keep it. I know, like, some actors, they're more comfortable completely memorizing it, but I think you're kind of doing a disservice, because then you're still,
you're in your head.
Yeah.
You
know what to do. You know how to do it.
That was great advice right there.
That was good acting advice for anybody who wants to be in show business. It's an easy job.
Do you have anything else to say to Mary Lynn?
Me?
Yeah, we have to get her out of here.
I just love her so much. I know she has to go to her life and her kids. Thank you so much for coming. I know it was a bit of a trek today, and I just think you're great. Everybody check her out. Do you have a website that people can find you on?
You can go to my Twitter at Rice Cub, RajsKub.
Let's say that again.
Rice Cub.
R. A.
I'm writing it down.
J. S-K.
S-K.
U. B.
Mm. Oh man, you're dancing. It's getting really
sexual
in here. Thank you for
Thanks
coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You guys are a delight. So much fun. I love you guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
We'll see you soon. And yeah, we'll see you guys out there. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Mommy Jeans.
Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. We love you. And in honor of the D, we leave you with this great track from Slum Village. I'm sure you're a huge fan.
We gonna rock them, man, because we got the fresh stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
I hold the pen and stay twisted. Competition, my street cats will stay listed. Detroit to New York, I still walk the walk. Control dance hall, chilling in my b-boy stance, y'all. Never was known to be an MC. I still rip and flip crowds into a frenzy. Reciting fat shit, I incite herbs to bite. Bum rush your mic tech, play this only at night. Coincide with the mic, take flight above shores.
Word them up.
I separate minds from yours. I look you up and as I stare in your face, you bit mine's on the hum-hum. The one you got your idea from. Yeah, I'm right here, son, and straight out the slum. Making tracks for dough, getting paid to do shows. So when I blow, what? That niggas respect my flow. Ayo, I'm nice with the pill when I rock with Slumville. So what you want, though?
Turn it out,
y'all. Hey, to it.
Beat your ass up like a steak you take, and I'm not to fear.
Hey, y'all, you want blows? We got tons of them. Pete Slum and Tim trying to bang shit like the Huntington. Get that money and dip. Blast the cash in front of them. Niggas grunting and shit, saying nothing, I'm done with them. Oh, y'all, peeps ain't got a hold their gun on them. Cause if one of them cats jump, we all jumping in. Believe that. We got something for the some dumb, but we're young chewing that don't know what they doing with this rap shit. Rap tactics, automatic, and the fact is, yeah, I know you bored with the whack shit. We got that fat shit, that auto and order track shit. And when you hear, man, I don't know how to act.
You know
you're
gonna get served.
Put
it up.
I'm
gonna
throw your hands up. And I'm Say it. It's like first we laid a first and now we rock with your P. Just another casualty for the S and the V. It's like action is what we give and receive. Best do believe we got some shit up our sleeve. Some shit to dance to, some shit through the trees. Some shit if you dying it'll help you breathe. We make a handicap, nigga, exceed with speed. It's like totally with the rhymes with the V. Doing this for DT and a place to be. Can't forget the rest, R-O-I-T. Mac Nicholas, baby, what else could it be? Please lace me with your scratch for me. Be rock.
From state to state, I'm in it to win it from beginning to end.
In the beginning, it was the S. Never no lame shit. Motherfuckers travel for miles to Mac Nick. We kick rhymes slow that never sound like yours. To the mic, looking like cheap claws. Fuck this rap shit. I'm too smart for that. I do this shit for kicks with my crew. Believe that. The S is on the way to making MCs quick. I shoot the kind of rhymes that make the MCs duck. On the mic, I never fight. I'm all an angel of war. Slicing MC with my tongue, a lyrical sword. You really want a battle? You must be ill. Well, it's the S, numero uno. I mean, your favorite, the Negroes, making the music that you run out to get. Now, this is nevertheless nuclear bomb shit. My Nicholas is earning money on some outburning shit.
Bill and we out, no doubt, for 98, setting you straight, get yourself laced, peace, 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 peace.